Welcome to another episode of the podcast. It means so much to me that you're here and that you join me and tune in every week. It actually blows my mind that this platform gives me the opportunity to reach out to people all over the world. I'm so grateful for that, and I'm so grateful for you too. And I'm really interested to see or hear about any decor changes that you've made as a result of listening to this podcast. And the ways that you can let me know is either by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, where you can tell me all about the decor that you've been doing in your home, or you could come on over and join the Daring Home Decor Facebook group. You can put a photo on there, you can post a photo or a description of what you've done. And you could also DM me on Instagram, where I'm at Cavadice Interiors, or you could even email just to let me know. I'm so excited just to find out what you have been doing. So please feel free to reach out in one of those ways. Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Are you struggling with how to make your home decor more interesting? Do you look at other people's homes, maybe on Instagram, and think, oh, they look just so quirky and cool, but you can't quite figure out the knack to create a unique look in your own home? Well, in this episode, I'm going to be going over 6 hacks that are really simple and effective for elevating a room. When we first moved into the house that we're living in at the moment, I was really desperately trying to be quirky with all the decor that I was doing, but it didn't quite hit the mark in most places. I remember in our living room, I decided to buy some prints. They were like retro prints from Vogue magazines. And I thought, well, that's quirky. Vogue's quirky, retro's quirky, so this is going to be quirky. And it was probably the only quirky thing in the room, but it was because I was trying to force something quirky rather than it being something that I probably loved. It just didn't quite work. And also, obviously, it was one thing, and there's lots of things that you've got to take into account. It's not just trying to find one quirky thing that's going to make your decor successful. So I've also mentioned before that I did this in my laundry room. I thought, oh, I'll have a retro laundry room. It'll be really quirky. And I had retro prints and retro paint colours. I even had a a washboard that people used to wash clothes on, which was way before retro, so it wasn't even all from the same era. Anyway, it was shit. Looking back on it now, it was shit compared to what it looks like now. But with a lot of trial and error, I now think that I've cracked the code, and this is what I do in every room that I decorate now. And I'm going to share it with you today. So grab a pen and paper to take notes. The first hack that you can do, and it won't come as any surprise to you because I talk about this a lot, is to add some colour. Colour instantly adds life to a space, whether it be a pop or a drench, which I'll talk a bit more about in a minute. But the first thing that you need to do with regards to colour and your home decor is have a home colour palette. I've got a colour palette for my home, and I've also got a free guide which takes you step by step through how to create your very own colour palette for your home. and you will end up at the end with a downloadable colour palette that you can have on your computer, or you can print out or whatever, and you can use this as a basis for every time you're doing any home decor. Use this colour palette as a basis for colours that you choose in your home. I will put a link to the free guide in the show notes. So this is the first thing you need to do with regards to adding colour. So go over and get that first, and then come back and listen to the rest of the episode. So the first way that you can add colour into your home decor is with paint. And I just mentioned earlier about colour pops and colour drenching, and you can absolutely use paint to create these things in your home. So you could add a colour pop with paint by adding a colour block into a space or a room, and I have spoken about colour blocks in previous episodes, but basically they're just shapes that you paint on an isolated part of the wall, and it adds a lovely pop of colour. Now, colour drenching is something I probably haven't mentioned before, but it's basically when you paint the whole room in the same colour. So the skirting boards, the walls, the coving, the ceiling, you know, any architrave or fireplaces, even anything that's any fitments in the room, you paint in the same colour, and that's called colour drenching. So that can be really effective too, but you don't have to do that. You know, as I say, it could be a pop or it could be a drench or anything in between. So for example, something in between could be painting a ceiling in a colour. You could even have the walls in neutral and then add the pop of colour with the ceiling. Or you could even paint your window reveals, so that adds a pop of colour. So there's various ways that you can use paint, and it can be little or big. So as far as you want to go, or if you're a little bit nervous about it to start with, just start with something small. So paint is obviously one of the main ways that you can add colour into your home. Now, another way that you can add colour is with accessories. And these come in various forms, as you know. So you could use art, like prints and things on the wall. You can have isolated prints, or you could have a gallery wall of prints. You can use ornaments. I do actually tend to keep a lot of my ornaments neutral. I know that's weird, isn't it? But I don't know, I just think it adds a nice balance. But of course you can get a colourful ornament, and I'm sure I have got some, and use that to add colour to your home. And you could also use cushions. Cushions are a really good way of adding colour. If you're a bit apprehensive and aren't sure where to start, add some colourful cushions. Also throws as well. You know, these are temporary things that you can, if you don't like it, you just move it and change it for something else. It's not as drastic as paint, I suppose. So yeah, cushions or throws, even rugs. A colourful rug really brightens up a room. And you could also use curtains too. Even if maybe you've got maybe a mainly neutral room, you know, add some colour with the curtains. So that's accessories. Obviously there's a lot more things that you can add in there. Accessories, there's an endless list of them. So another way to add colour is with your furniture. I know this is scary because we all like to keep all our furniture neutral, because when we change our decor, we always want it to fit in, and I do understand that. But, you know, don't dismiss having some colourful furniture. I have got a sofa in my living room which is teal. It's an absolutely gorgeous colour, which I'm sure would go with most things. And I love the colour of it, and it is of course part of the colour palette for my home. So you could also do this, add colour with furniture by chairs. You could have a seat, you know, if you don't want to go for the full sofa, just have a single chair maybe in your living room that's got a pop of colour in it. That's easier to change if you decorate again than the whole sofa is. So chairs, yeah, I've got in my dining room, my dining chairs, I've got an assortment of colours. I've got pink ones, I've got teal ones, and I've got leopard print ones too. And they all go beautifully together and add a lovely, you know, warmth of colour into the room. You could also add colour to any storage that you've got, any cupboards, storage cupboards or anything you've got in the room. So that is another way. Moving on to number two hack, and that is something that I've also spoken about before on here, and that is to add pattern. So pattern creates interest in a space and can take a room from boring to beautiful. It just adds an extra element and gives your eyes something to land on and take in. One way that you can add pattern into a room is with wallpaper or a mural. So this can be whether it be covering the whole of the room or just part of the room. So you could wallpaper all of the walls, or you could paint the walls and you could wallpaper the ceiling. Or you could have one feature wall, which I'm not mega keen on unless you're incorporating other things in the room, but obviously that's a personal choice if you wanted to do that. I don't mind as much a feature wall when it's a mural. That can be really effective. So I think murals are the new wallpaper, to be honest. So if you are considering wallpapering a room, take a look at some murals first. They're amazing. I've got like a feature wall, I suppose, in my bedroom. I've put a mural on my sliding wardrobe. So that is not covering, obviously, the whole of the room, but creating an amazing feature, and I love it. And if you want to know a bit more about how to decorate with wallpaper different ways, then make sure you listen to my last episode, episode number 20, where it covers all that in much more detail. So another way, as with colour, you can add accessories. So you could add rugs, curtains, cushions, ornaments that are patterned, and also furniture too. So when you're thinking about adding colour and pattern, you can do this in using the same things but in different ways. And what I would also say regarding pattern is the last thing is throw in an animal print. If you're looking to get more daring with your decor, throw an animal print in there. Honestly, it gives a wow factor every time, and it just adds that quirkiness. And it feels a little bit risky too, doesn't it? We all, if you're in the UK, there was a famous soap character called Bette Lynch, and she always wore loads of leopard print and animal prints all the time. And it was always seen as tacky at the time. So obviously, this can feel risky when you're adding it in your home because you don't want to do a Bette Lynch. But oh, I love it. I love being tacky with my animal print. I've got loads of animal print clothes as well. So yeah, I'm doing a Bette Lynch there. So your number three hack is to add texture. I think this can get overlooked. You know, when you get a neutral room and it just looks lifeless and flat, it's because there's no texture. I think, don't get me wrong, I love colour, and I probably wouldn't have a neutral house, but there are neutral houses that I love, but it's done properly. It's got texture in it. It's not just all flat. And here are the ways that you can add texture. So first of all, soft furnishings. So things like your sofas, cushions, throws, etc. And the way you add texture, for example, my sofa is velvet. That is just a gorgeous, soft, plush texture. You could have leather, you could have fur. I mean, a velvet sofa with a fur throw or fur pillows. Fur. Oh, I can't talk today. I can't ever talk, to be honest. Come on, let's just get real. So yeah, soft furnishings. And also, with regards to your furniture and fittings, think about what material they're made of. So you can have wood, you can have glass, you can have metal. Think of fluted. I've got a few things in my home that are fluted. I did my laundry room doors in half pine dowels and painted them, and the texture that gives is just absolutely wonderful. As you can see, I just get so excited about home decor, and I hope that you do too. So yeah, furniture and fittings. And then again, with your accessories, you can have metallic, rough, smooth, matte, shiny. So when you're decorating your room, just think about all these different textures, and make sure the main thing that you need to do is make sure that you've got a contrast. You don't want the whole room in fur or the whole room in shiny metal, because that's not good textures. You need to have a contrast of them as well. So mix them up, make sure they're not all the same. So once you've got your textures, hack number four is to layer. You need to layer your decor. This makes a room look three-dimensional and adds so much more interest. So some examples are, I touched upon it just, is cushions and throws on the sofa. That just adds a layer. So think about in a living room, you've got ornaments on a tray. The tray is on the coffee table. The coffee table is on the rug. The rug is on the floor. The rug is tucked under your sofa. So everything's being layered. Don't be sparse in a room. Even if you don't like maximalism, you must remember to layer your things and not have... If it's too sparse, there's just no interest and it can look three-dimensional. So another way that you can layer is using, as I've mentioned, for all the other things, accessories and art. So with your accessories, make sure that you group them together. This adds to the layering. If you've got everything spaced apart, it just doesn't have quite the same effect. Also, what you can do with it with accessories is, excuse me, my throat's just gone. Just need a sip of water. Where was I? Yeah. Another thing you can do is choose oversized accessories and art. This makes a massive impact and is a really good way to layer things. And then we move on to lighting and scent. Don't forget these. This is part of the layering of your room. So in a room, you should have lots of lamps, especially in the living room. I know you probably don't live by your big light, because that's just no. None of us put the big light on, do we? Let's face it. We shouldn't be anyway. So have lots of lamps around, candles, diffusers for scent, and this adds just another dimension to your room. And once again, with layering, make sure that you're contrasting things and that you're not just using everything the same for your layers. Hack number five is unexpected items. I've done a whole episode on this and it's episode number 7. So if you want to know about this in more detail, then go and check out episode 7 of the podcast. So I'll touch upon it quickly. You want to throw something cool in, or something quirky, something with personality, or something oversized, something where you wouldn't expect it to be. So something unexpected, and as I said, check out episode 7 for more details. Our last hack, number 6, is probably one of the most important ones, which people often forget, and that is to have fun. Please don't take your decor too seriously. Dare to be different. Let your creativity flow. Surrender to the ideas. Don't try to control it too much. This is what I was doing. You know, when I mentioned the Vogue picture in the living room, I need to have something quirky. I was trying to control it instead of just relaxing and thinking, you know, what would be fun? What would be creative? So by surrendering to the ideas instead of trying to force them, this will call in the inspiration and you'll find it. Ideas will either come into your head or you'll come across stuff that you love and that you can add in. So yeah, number 6, don't forget, remember to have fun. So I will just recap all of those for you quickly. Hack number 1 is to add colour. Hack number 2 is to add pattern. Hack number 3 is to add texture. Hack number 4 is to layer. Hack number 5 is to include unexpected items. And hack number 6 is to have fun. On that note, you can follow me over on Instagram for more inspiration, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to join me in the Daring Home Decor Facebook community. I will put links to that and other resources in the show notes. And I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.